invoking that inner friend. And let your body relax in that presence. Let your mind relax. Feeling appreciated by you. Cared for. Wanted. Just let yourself relax and be aware of all of your experiences. Be aware of, just with gentleness, allowing whatever thoughts that are there, just allowing them to be. Any feelings that are there, not pushing them away. Not really asking yourself to be different in any way. Simply being fine with who you are. Just let yourself continue to relax. Gently focusing on your own presence, letting your thoughts and feelings come and go, let them be objectified. As you relax into just your own being, to the Atma, to yourself, relaxing into yourself, the Buddhi, relaxing into yourself. The Buddhi, your mind, relaxing into its own being, its own presence. The me, the conscious being. The very self of the Buddhi. Accepting any thoughts or feelings or experiences that are walking through, allowing them to be as they are, allowing them to be objectified. Just be with yourself. The Atma, your own being. First I say it to the Buddhi, be with yourself. And now I say, be yourself. guided as yourself. Abide as yourself, going as the self of the buddhi, the self of the thoughts, the self of the emotions, the self of the experiences, the self of all of my perceptions, the self of all my experiences. Just be yourself. Differentiating yourself from the thoughts and feelings and perceptions that are coming and going. And just be yourself. Just notice what you are like, not the emotions and feelings and perceptions and agitations. Those are all things that come and go that you're aware of. Gently turn your focus to your own presence. Now just be you, be yourself. Notice what you are like. Just the beauty of your own being. Notice what you are like, who you are, just in the simplicity of your own self. What are you like? Just recognize this is who you are. This is you. Just noticing your own silent, beautiful presence. The one who you are. Can have a prayer that all of my thoughts and actions, all of my speech be coming from me. Let my feelings come from me. My words come from me. This is what my speech would be like. If it has meaning for itself. My thoughts, what would my thoughts be like if they're coming from me? My speech and my thoughts, my actions, instead of coming from me, being a voice for me, being a mind of the Buddha for me, being my limbs, my organs of action for me. They can instead be for anger or for sorrow or for hurt or for infatuation. Those are emotions that come and go. Those are me. If my buddhi is overwhelmed by emotion, then it speaks from that emotion. It thinks out of that emotion. It acts out of that emotion. Or if it thinks resting in me, it speaks resting in me, it acts resting in me. brightest, most beautiful, luminous one, direct all of you.